Today, California counties got an F on a report card. It's a decarceration report card issued by Californians United for Responsible Budget, or CURB. The group says California counties are failing to reduce their jail populations, and instead, they're expanding them. Since 2007, more than $2.2 billion have been put towards local jail construction. Mark Anthony Johnson is with Dignity and Power Now.
The popular narrative that's happening in Los Angeles County is that the jail population is going to continue to grow and the mental health population is going to continue to grow. The Sheriff's Department would have us believe that in order to meet the needs of this growing population, we need to build. However, these projections have been based on false projections.
Johnson says the emphasis should be on keeping people out of jail in the first place.
So what we are pushing for is a comprehensive mental health and diversion infrastructure to move $2 billion away from jail construction, but into permanent supportive housing, to treatment programs, to community-based alternatives.
Johnson says Black and Latinos are disproportionately represented in California jails. Advocates say these are the populations that need community-based alternatives. Lizzie Buchan of CURB says one reform that could be made is to the cash bail system. Two-thirds of people in jails are awaiting trial.
And these are people who are legally innocent.
And for most of them, a judge has set bail.
Which means that the judge has determined that they are not a flight risk and are not a risk to the public.
So why are they in jail?
Because they cannot afford to post bail.
Buchan says there is also a troubling trend of jails being billed as mental health providers.
That is an oxymoron. Jails are violent, chaotic places. They forcibly remove people from their families and communities. They seclude them in locked facilities and deprive them of autonomy, of dignity, and of any sense of control.
Buchan says community-based mental health programs are more effective and more humane. But when the funding goes to the jails, community programs get cut. California has been under court order to reduce its prison population, but the Public Policy Institute of California says the state's prisons are still at 135.8% of capacity, down only 2% from 6 years ago.